Good morning, good evening, or good night, depending on where you are. This is Mwangi here, and today I thought I would pretty much give you an unscripted take on something that I've been thinking about for a while. I was talking to my mother the other day about this blog, and you know, I was discussing the future of this blog and where I want to take this blog. And basically, I told her, you know, I would much rather, to use a crude metaphor, that someone comes to my blog and feels like a complete idiot, but goes out there and does something, than they come to my blog and feel so smart and intellectual and end up doing absolutely nothing. So, you know, we got talking more about that. And, you know, I said, you know, like an example would be, like, I've been studying about, you know, outsourcing in the Philippines, outsourcing in Romania, outsourcing in India and all that type of stuff. And, you know, why aren't we outsourcing in Kenya? You know, we're in the diaspora where many of us, we're millions upon millions. We have a lot of financial resources. We have money, brains, everything. So, you know, why haven't we set up a few call centers, a few, you know, outsourcing centers so that, you know, we can take some wealth back home? So, you know, my mother starts to explain to me, you know, because, you know, our family was in the internet business. She starts to explain to me, you know, that the government, this is Kenya I'm talking about at the moment, that the government of Kenya, you know, has, you know, very tight bureaucracy, and, you know, they're not really focused on developing the infrastructure right now. They don't want to bring in fiber optics. They're being slow. And she said, you know, the big phone companies have been working on it. The ISPs have been working on it. Everyone is trying to convince the government, but the government is just too slow and they don't want to do it. So, you know, I said, you know, yet again, we are a lot of people in the diaspora, you know, why can't we just organize, maybe around the blog, maybe around other communities and forums, why can't we just organize, you know, and, you know, get that done, maybe coerce the minister, put some form of pressure, lobbying, whatever. And, you know, she said, you know, that would take a lot of money. Then I said to myself, but we're millions upon millions in the diaspora, so I think we can still do it, it's a dollar a piece or something, so, you know, why can't we do it? And she said, you know, it just doesn't seem very doable. You know, in short, she just didn't see it being done. She didn't see the government being moved. And the thing is, my mother could actually be 100% completely right. She could be absolutely right. I could be the one who's being an idealist and a fool in all of this, though I'm never a fool, so I'm clearly not in the wrong. But that having been said, though, the thing is, this is still a hypothesis. It's still very much in the mental phase. You know, it's still in the stage where we're thinking about it, about, you know, we're very much in the idealistic stages, shall we say, discussing the idea. What about just going out, trying out the idea, failing, and, you know, readjusting as we go along? I mean, what about that? The thing is, we're in the diaspora right now, a lot of us. And in the diaspora, we have a lot more opportunity, a lot more resources at our disposal. We have a lot of safety nets. We live in welfare societies, meaning that, you know, there's a lot of tolerance for failure. So why aren't we going out there and actually trying things, you know? You know, we could dedicate like a few hours a week, whatever. We could organize our time, organize our resources in such a way, but at least get something done. Get some feasibility studies done. You know, go to a community. You know, I don't know, just support people who are already trying to do things, you know. Use forums such as AfriGadget, Global Voices Online. I mean, the tools and the avenues are infinite. But the thing is, why aren't we doing it? And, you know, the reasons that we're not doing it could be infinite. That I know. I mean, it could be fear. It could be, you know, reservation. It could be people just don't see the point. But that's not the point. The thing is, if you can read my blog and you can understand what I'm saying, chances are that you're probably much smarter than I am. As you know, I'm a college dropout. So chances are you're in college, or you've graduated from college, or you're in a master's program, you know, you're somewhere far ahead along in your educational journey. And I'm willing to bet that by this point in your life, you have read much more information than you will ever apply in your life. And that's something that we should really think about. You actually have in your brain right now much more information than you will ever need to use. So the thing is, why are we still reading? Why are we still, you know, reading? I mean, don't get me wrong, I love the fact that you read my blog. I read a lot of your blogs and I love reading blogs. But the fact of the matter is, why are we still reading? Why are we spending most of our time reading, consuming television, magazines, when we can actually be out there doing something, trying things and failing? And this is not necessarily just about, you know, setting up outsourcing centers. That was just my idea. But, you know, I think in general, we tend too much to spend way too much time in the, you know, there's that metaphor, there's ready, aim, fire. We spend way too much time in ready, aim, when you should be really spending a lot of time just firing, readjusting, firing, readjusting, firing, readjusting, firing, readjusting. You know, taking advantage of all the opportunities and all the blessings that we have, that now that we're in the diaspora. So in short, that is the message that I'm trying to get out to you today. You do not need to read anymore. Even if you want to lose weight, chances are you already know everything about calorie counting, vegetables and their effects, refined foods. So you already have enough to go out there and experiment. Just try and fail. Try and fail until you find something that works. If you want to do something great for the African community, chances are you've read all the books. You've read Wangari Maathai's autobiography by now. You've read all these books by all these great thinkers. And you know the struggles that have come before you, and you know what needs to get done. So we should be out there doing things, actually trying to do things, you know. So I think that, in short, is my point for today. Less, more action, less thinking, less reading, less meditating. So whatever it is that you want to achieve with your life, whether it's something personal, whether it's something for your community, let me urge you, let me implore you. Please go out there and just do it. Follow the Nike slogan, just do it, and figure it out as you go along. And that is my message for today. I hope you have a fantastic day, night, evening, lifetime, whatever, wherever you are. This is Mwangi here. It's 3 in the morning, so you know, with this much energy at 3 in the morning, I really wanted to get this out there. Be blessed. Bless others. Good night.